Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, Klalam Dalad, and we are halfway through Simon Dalad. So the Tzibra is being said that they're talking about a person who normally is makpid to wait till after Seisa Kachavim to daven. So he's with a Tzibra which is davening earlier, and he davens, let's say, comes there, and he starts davening marb by mistake. But normally he's marked, but to wait till after the Seisa Kachavim. So what should he do? He normally davens Laila, he waits till after the Seisa Kachavim, and by mistake, he started saying Birchas Kriyashah together with the Tzibur, so he could be mafsik, is one possibility. And then wait till later, instead of over again. So he says, we don't say that. So Yigmar, Kadesh lo yivorek levatolo. So we don't want him to end up with a bracha levatolo. So he stops in the middle, ends up with a bracha levatolo. So therefore, he should continue. Since the Maisa, there is what there is on Mechana Dava now. But Ali Yikra Kriyashma B'loi Brochus V'Hispalo. So the Chayyotim says later on, he'll Dava and Shmon Esrei later. So this idea that we already touched on by Mariv, it's possible to separate because Kriyashma from the Shmon Esrei. So we gave an example before of davening Shmon Esrei first and Birchas Kriyashma later on. Now he's introducing a case of davening Birchas Kriyashma first and Shmon Esrei later on. So besides wanting to daven Marv later on, that Kriyashma should be after the Zman and Birchas Kriyashma should be after the Zman, Chayyotim is arguing that you want to have tefillah after the Zman, that the Marv should be Belaila. Like, according to Chachamim, Marv has to be after Seisa Kachavim, and he's normally makbid on that. So the fact that he's going to say Birchas Kriyashma now because of the concern of Bracha Levatola is not a reason to lose his Marv in the proper time. So being makbid and being semi kula tefillah, we said before, you don't have to. So he can daven Birchas Kriyashma now, and daven Shmon Esrei later on. But he says when he daven Shmon Esrei later on, there's a din that when a person starts Shmon Esrei, there should be some type of hakdama of words of Torah beforehand. Is that your armedly spalal, it has to be with the proper state of mind, and the proper way to do that is to introduce it with words of Torah. So he's davening marv later on. He has a chiyuv to say kriyashma over again because he has to say kriyashma b'layla. So he says, I have a great idea. Say kriyashma again. You can't say the brachas again. You're ready. Yotzei brachas kriyashma. So you'll just say the shema again without the brachas, and then you'll daven Shmon Esrei. So b'layla yikra kriyashma b'loy brachas. He is parallel. Therefore, once it comes about a layla, he will say kriyashma without the brachas, he'll daven Shmon Esrei. So that's what the Chayyotim suggests to do. This is actually a Morgan of Rum. Mishnah Berurah seems to be fine with this halacha. But the Mishnah Berurah adds one thing. That we get back to the question of what's better in this situation. Let's say if there's no seabor to daven marv with later on, so he should say, Mishnah Berurah says, he should, in that situation, he should continue and daven Shmon Esrei as well to have the ma'alah tefillah of a seabor. We mentioned before from the Gra, says that it's better to daven b'yichidus than to daven before this month. And that's not only because of Birchas Kriyashma, that's because of Shmon Esrei as well. according to his argument, and therefore he would agree with that would come up with the Chayotim's argument. Once you started, it is a bracha b'tala issue, so you have to continue. But for Shemoneh Esrei, it's better to actually wait and Tam Shemoneh Esrei b'yechidus later on, rather than Tefillah v'Seiver. But the Mishnah Berurah pasens, his machriya not like to grow in that sense, that the issue of the Milo Tefillah v'Seiver would override, and in that situation, he should daven everything with the Seiver in order to have Tefillah v'Seiver. Okay. Now in Siman Hey, he's going to talk about if you have a choice between multiple minyanim, some davening earlier and some davening later, which one is better? What should you choose out of the different options? We'll talk about that as Hashem in the upcoming shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.